And we're here with Emily Voss and Annika Pingel, two of the seniors of the state track champion Lady Dutch. I'm sure that still sounds pretty good a few days removed. What's it like now that you're a few days away from the event and you've had maybe some time to digest what happened?
I'm reminiscing now on the track season. It still, for me, hasn't set in. I just think being at state a lot, it's just... it's kind of surreal actually getting that first place after all these second places and everything like that. And after a couple days, I just couldn't be happier with looking back with like the team that we had this year, freshmen all the way up to seniors. I just thought it's still looking back on it, it's still really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at some of the pictures I had on my phone the other day, and it feels like it didn't even happen. Like I can remember it like really vividly, but it's hard to believe that that actually happened and we actually achieved that.
The two of you have been to state and Drake multiple times together. When did this, you know, the two of you really get to know each other on the track?
I mean, we've only been together during middle school. Like, yeah, we've been together since seventh grade. I think high school, especially last year, and then even this year, I think we've grown really close with just how close we've been in our races and stuff like that. And yeah. Very similar. We know, like, we're the two big leaders that, like, people come to. And I think that just running with each other, we've gotten a lot closer, especially this year and last year.
Yeah, I think we started running, like, of course, it was the Klumpen Classic when we were young. We ran against each other, and I always won that. And one year, she came and beat me, and I got mad. But we also ran together in, like, a Hershey's track meet in, like, fifth grade. Yeah. We ran, like, a 4x1, and that was the first time I ever thought about running because I didn't know that I was good at running. My mom always told me that, but... And then, yeah, definitely middle school and into high school. And the whole, like, being at Drake and having the whole stressful situation, that definitely brings us closer. And being, like, such big competitors yet such good friends is definitely a really great thing to have on a team.
Oh, and let's fast forward then to Saturday, because that's a big part of what happened, especially in that 200-meter dash. The two of you, when you crossed the line, both at state qualifying and at state track, you had the biggest smile on your face I think I've ever seen. You had a pretty big smile at state qualifying, but you were pretty emotional when you won the 200 meters. What about that race for you? What made you so happy to see her cross the line the way she did, especially with those two races and how big they were ultimately for your state championship?
Especially during state qualifying, I just had a really big smile on my face because we went 1 and 2, and that means automatic qualification. I just know that we've both worked for this really hard. And especially I was really happy for Emily because, you know, she's had some adversity. She's had to deal with her leg. And so coming out and running a really good time at state qualifying made me happy. It made me feel confident for then going into state too. And then for prelims of state, it's funny because last year we had the exact same thing where we've always been in the same heat with each other, prelims and then in finals. And so it helps a lot. And I love having her next to me. She pushes me all the time. And so I was just so happy for her to see her win that 200. One, helps really helped the team with points. But also just because I know she's been wanting that for a long time and that she's really worked for it.
It's great to have somebody you run against, like, because I've been running against her forever in the 200, and, like, we know how each other runs, and we know, like, I get out fast, and she needs to get out faster, or something like that, and we kind of pace each other off of each other, and our goal is just go 1 and 2. It doesn't matter who gets first, who gets second, just make sure you go 1 and 2, we get team points.
I don't want to embarrass you. It was a very emotional experience for you. I have a photo of you pretty much in tears, but you know, there's a reason for that. You had quite the season this year. Is that you started out obviously really great in indoors and in the outdoor season, but you had a huge setback at Drake and you weren't sure you were even going to make it to this weekend. So I'm guessing it was quite the emotional experience, and it probably helped quite a bit to have Miss Annika here help you along the way.
Yeah, it was really emotional for me. I went in thinking that, okay, as long as I can get, like, I was in 4 races, but I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get all of those done and, like, score points in those since I pulled my quad at Drake, and that was a long 3 weeks, like, coming back and a lot of setbacks and a lot of things like that, that I wasn't sure if I'd even make it there. And, like, 2 days before state qualifying even, I felt like, when I was running, I felt it in my quad, and I was pretty scared that I wasn't going to make it. But, of course, I ran the state qualifying. I felt okay. I qualified. That's all I could ask for. And then at state, I didn't hardly feel a thing except for afterwards. Like, now I can feel it. But, yeah, that was pretty emotional because I came in there just hoping that I would be able to run, let alone win. I never expected that.
Well, it's the first ever individual track, and pretty special. And Well, and then I saw you much happier at the 4x1. You seemed like at that point things were starting to finally roll. When did it set in your mind? Even was it before that 4x1, 4x4 that, you know, it was becoming reality at this point? Because you had a lead, you had all the points that you needed to have at that point. When did it officially set in that, like, hey, we can actually be state champions?
I think it set in before state, when our coach was going over all the points, and they're like, okay, if you place the way you did at state qualifying, you will win. And that definitely pushed everybody. And there was a few races that we didn't do as well as we wanted, and there was a few races where we definitely did, and there were setbacks everywhere. But I think right before my 4x1, our coach was telling us that we needed to, like, obviously we needed to place well, but just make sure we, like, run our race, be careful with handoffs, just make sure we get the baton around and we know we'll place well because we have the talent there. And the 4x1's my favorite race. It always has been. It goes by so fast. I never get nervous for it. I don't know. It's always been my favorite, so I always get happy around that because it doesn't really feel like competition to me because it's just fun. Because otherwise, most races just make me nervous. This one doesn't.
I think that it definitely set in for me not till like the last 100 of the 4x4. I still remember coming off the 200 and us getting big points out of that, and then watching the 4x1, I'm getting big points out of that too. It definitely helped, but still knowing that we still had a job to do in the 4x4. Yeah. And the 4x4 was probably most one of the most nerve-wracking races that I had. And I knew that it still wasn't over yet. You still had to get through this race, still had to run our best. And coming in the finish line, third place over Dubuque Waller and stuff like that, is just, then that was like, all right, we made it. We did it.
We knew they could do it. I had no doubt in my mind.
The weekend, I would say, was very emotional. Ups and downs. Friday, Thursday, good. Friday, yeah. Ups okay. and downs. Was a little scared about that, but then Saturday, we really showed up.
Well, and how fitting for you, Annika, to be the one to step on the line. You've been a part of 6 second place teams. Now most people are okay with that because second place is quite the accomplishment, but you certainly weren't, and you weren't when I got to talk with you after the race. I mean, how special was that for you to finally have that experience and to finally step across the line and realize I'm a champion?
It was very special. It was kind of surreal. I mean, I'm so grateful for the second places that I have had, but getting the final gold, and especially in track and field with these girls, and track being my favorite sport, it was just a great way to end my track career and even like all sports career at Pella, and it was just really cool.
Your sports careers at Pella are over,
yeah.
But you will be continuing to compete. Share with our listeners where you're headed, what you'll be studying, and kind of why you went where you're going.
I'll be heading to Doan University. It's in Crete, Nebraska. It's an NAIA division. I'll be running track and field for them, and I will be studying exercise science.
I will be going to UNI to study kinesiology and run track.
And for the two of you, what would be the, now that you're done, what's the one takeaway or maybe key takeaway in your mind that you learned during your time at Pella Track and Field that you'll carry with you when you go on to compete or go on to the classroom next fall?
I would say that like championships and like winning and things like this, they don't come easy. Because with us, we worked for it since our freshman year. We were working toward this our entire career. And it was a long like stretch of years that we wanted to win, but we weren't quite there yet. But I would definitely say that like accomplishments don't come easy. You do have to work for them, and it's worth it in the end if you work for them, because that makes it like all the better. Because I put in work for this. I worked so hard for this, and I finally like achieved it.
I think I would definitely take away our theme this year, which was trust the process. I think that sometimes can always be a hard thing when you have some setbacks and stuff like that, to trust the process, or you have some races that don't go as well. And I just think that's always been something that I've needed to remind myself, even in like the second day of state. You just got to trust the process, control what you can control. That's what my dad always tells me. If like things don't go the way that like we want, just be able to control what you can control. And like in college, that's going to be something that I'm going to have to do too. And really focus on trusting the process.
There we have it. Emily Voss, Annika Pingle, congratulations. State champions. What a great way to end your careers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.